You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, 216-578-0850. That's the way to call us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, 216-578-0850. All right, this is what we want to do. We're going to get into the defensive matchups for the Steelers and for the Browns. Again, 216-578-0850. We're going to start with the defensive lines for the Steelers, defensive lines for the Browns. For the Steelers, on their defensive line, they are going as follows. Left tackle, Hayward. Nose tackle, McClendon. And right end, Tuitt. That's the way that they want to go with this defense across the front. When they are healthy, that's who gets the start for them. So when you look at that group, I think Cam Hayward probably the best defensive lineman maybe of the three teams right now. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. I think he's living up to the contract that they've been giving him, and he's growing into that role as a dominant Pittsburgh Steeler D lineman.
He's having a very nice season. Then you got McClendon, the big man, in the middle. And then, of course, you've got Stephon Tuitt at the other side, who's played nicely. The defensive end, second year out of Notre Dame, was their second-round pick in 2014. Steve McClendon, of course, free agent, came to them. Played at Troy in his college days. But that's their starting lineup, 295, 310, 303 across the front. And those guys are the ones who really play the majority of the snaps for this team along that defensive line. They don't necessarily have the rotation that we do. Their backups, Cam Thomas, plays a little bit, Daniel McCullers, and then LT Walton, the rookie. But that's really what they do defensively up front. We know the Browns. We know who they've got up front. You got Danny Shelton, Dez Bryant, John Hughes, Randy Starks, etc. I would say that you want this to be an advantage for the Cleveland Browns. It's supposed to be, but I don't know that you can say that it is right now.
No, and I think a lot of it has to just do with the way we're playing. Randy Starks got his first sack a couple weeks ago. Desmond Bryant got a sack last week. So you see the flashes of what we're capable of, but... And I hate to say, I'm not going to be condescending by any means, but I'm just so. It's like, yes, on paper, as we are week in, week out in these kind of like 50-50 battles, on paper, you give it to the Cleveland Browns. But I think collectively right now, you've got to give it to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and you look at 3-4 defensive ends. The top three, according to Pro Football Focus this year, number one, J.J. Watt. Number two, Jarrell Casey. Number three, Cam Hayward. Number four, Muhammad Wilkerson. So he's playing at that level in the eyes of many around the National Football League. Stephon Tuitt checking in at number 17. And you got to go a little bit ways down, number 28, to find the Cleveland Brown. That would be Dez Bryant at that position. At the defensive tackle, the nose tackle area for them in the middle, kind of very much in the middle of the pack for the Pittsburgh Steelers, with McClendon not considered to be, one of those dominant players on the interior of that defense. So it really is Cam Hayward. That's the guy, that's the straw that stirs the drink for this team along their defensive line. I think he's the best player of the group. So while the Browns may have more depth, I think you're going to get more impact out of the starters for the Steelers. We go to the linebacking core. And this is one that's got a lot of talent and a lot of investment in it, but I'm not so sure that it is necessarily the best linebacking corps. When you think of the Steelers, that's where they make their money. So they go Ryan Motes, Ryan Shazier, Lawrence Timmons, and then Jarvis Jones. They also do have, back in the mix, James Harrison for this team, and the rookie that they drafted in the first round, Bud Dupree. Now, none of those guys, I would say, at this point, making a massive impact. I think it is very safe to say that Shazier has struggled a little bit for him. James Harrison's probably been the most productive of those linebackers this year, which is insane when you think about the guy's age. 18 hurries on the season, trailing only Cam Hayward on their team. Arthur Motes has 18 hurries as well, but I'll give the advantage just in terms of the consistency of the plays being made to the Steelers amongst those linebackers.
I'm gonna do the same, and I'm going to back it up, and I usually don't do this, but the proof is in the pudding when it comes to these groups. I think from their productivity, you got to figure we have Carlos Dansby leading our group, 72 tackles. They have Lawrence Timmons with 63. Lawrence Timmons also has 4 quarterback pressures, an interception, 6 pass deflections, so he's a stat-filling guy.
Yep.
And I think Dansby doesn't have a sack, has the 2 interceptions, has 4 pass defense and a forced fumble, so those two kind of nix each other out. We're by committee in that other spot. Kirksey, Robertson, Tank Carter, Ryan Shazier, was their fourth leading tackler with 41 tackles, 4 quarterback pressures, 2 forced fumbles. He's very an active guy. He's got two sacks as well, very productive in the defense. And then I think you look at the outside guy, Arthur Motes, Bud Dupree, James Harrison, who you mentioned, very productive guys. And I think at this point right now, you've got to give the edge clearly to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, you got 4 sacks out of Dupree. You got 2 out of Harrison, another 3 out of Jones.
2 out of Shazier.
Motes, 2 out of Shazier. So there's the linebacking core that's already produced, by my calculations, real quickly. That's 11.
1.5 out of Timmons.
13.5 sacks. 13.5 sacks.
Right. To just in comparison, you got to figure, where are we? Kirksey has 1.
Okay.
You want to counter Monty Bryant? We'll say 4.5 because he plays outside linebacker. And then Kruger has 1.5.
So a completely different
6
level. Yep. 6 versus they're almost the double.
Yep.
So you're going to give the advantage to the Steelers defense and their production there. Now we're going to go to the secondary, and we know what the Browns have there. For the Steelers, for those who are wondering, for the Steelers, they're starting William Gay and Antoine Blake at the corners. Mike Mitchell, Will Allen are their safeties, and that's the way that they have decided to go with it more often than not this year. Gay's having a solid season, but I do think that if you're looking at this defense and saying where is the weak point in this defense, it is the secondary. That's where you can attack this team a little bit. We saw the Oakland Raiders do that last week. Specifically, I think you could target their safeties in the passing game. For the Browns, we know the cast of characters there. On paper, clearly an advantage for the Browns. Reality, I'm not sure it's clearly an advantage for the Browns because you've got, you know, Mike Mitchell's had a pretty solid season, forcing some turnovers, laying out some big hits out there, making an impact. And I don't know if that's necessarily what we're getting yet from our secondary, given the talent there. But overall, you got to think the Browns secondary is a little bit better than what you're seeing from the Steelers.
I agree. And I will give that nod to the Cleveland Browns. I think even with Pierre Desir, you know, no Hayden, no Whitner, I still believe that, you know, we're a step ahead. And it's funny to look at Will Allen is a guy that played on the 2002 National Championship team with me, and then got drafted the following year, when, you know, was still had a year left in the 2003 season. And again, got, I think, drafted to the Steelers, took a free agent deal maybe to Tampa, and is now back. But a guy that just knows this system very well and finds himself starting for this football team. And I think this is the day. And I think, you know, Gary Barnage against this defensive secondary, as you look at and really watch the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're very susceptible to the way that, you know, the week one, Gronk had the big day, and he had these safeties kind of reeling on their ability to cover a big, good route running, great handed tight end. And I think Gary Barnes is going to have a big day. So I'm going to give that nod to the Cleveland Browns.
All right, special teams for the Browns. We know their battery, their kicker, and their punter for the Cleveland Browns. We've got Andy Lee, and we've got the guy who has yet to miss a field goal this season, Travis Coons. For the Steelers, Jordan Berry is the punter. Chris Boswell, who's missed more kicks as well. They've gone through about 5 kickers, it seems like, this year as they've tried to get that position solidified. They have not been able to do so yet. A huge advantage to the Browns here in terms of kick returning. They just brought in Jacoby Jones, and we know they've got arguably the best punt returner in the National Football League, Antonio Brown.
But so do we.
So do we with Travis Benjamin. I think ultimately special teams advantage to the Browns in terms of that those two units.
I agree.
All right, so there you have it. Advantage to the Steelers in the front of their defense with the front 7. We've got an advantage in the secondary and on special teams. When we get to the offensive side of the ball, we'll see who has the advantages there. But we pretty much know where I think a lot of those advantages will lie on Sunday. That'll do it for our first hour. When we come back, we're going to take some of your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. And we will hear from the offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, at 2:15. It's all coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.